You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Barrett. It isn't always easy to get kids excited about doing math and science, but our guest today has found a way to make it active and fun, too. He trained to compete on the NBC show American Ninja Warrior, and he brought students in on the process. He showed them the math and science of the obstacles in the course to give real-life examples of what they were learning in school. Jay Flores is a global STEM ambassador and founder of Invent the Change, his organization that works to promote STEM education. That stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. He grew up in Milwaukee, graduated from UW-Madison. To raise awareness for his cause, he's competing in this season of American Ninja Warrior. Earlier this month, he advanced to the semifinals in Los Angeles. Jay, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
What got you so interested in promoting the science, technology, engineering, math to the next generation?
So it's something that I grew up being pretty good at in school, but never really knowing why it was important. I was the student that asked the question, why would I ever use this again in my life? And as I got through my engineering education and I got to get out into the real world, I saw how many cool examples there were of how things were being made and how things were changing the world. And I thought that more people should have the opportunity to be prepared to do those things themselves as well. But I didn't see it in my community and I didn't see it celebrated in a lot of places. So I tried to find unique, fun ways to get students involved.
Yeah. What are some of the things you'd like to do when you're talking to youth who might ask you that question you grew up asking, what's this got to be good for? How do you make it interesting for them if they're not necessarily going for it right away?
So I try to lead with what they might already be passionate about. I can walk into a room of students or a conference and ask any person what they're passionate about, and there's some type of science or technology behind it impacting how it's created or how it's produced today. So I want to connect with what they already care about and then show them that a STEM career could allow them to go very far in that space, whether that be creating cars, curing cancer, or even playing sports. There's opportunities for everyone in STEM.
And so you're an ambassador for STEM education. What does that mean? What does that look like in your day-to-day job?
Every day is a little different. Every day is fun. As I mentioned, I try to find those real life examples and find examples that are as entertaining as they are educational. So one fun example that I do from home and in my kitchen actually is a series that I created called It's Not Magic, It's Science, where they're at home science experiments that are disguised as magic tricks. And I put them out on my social media channels. And that's one way to reach students and parents that weren't maybe already looking for science, but found it in a cool way, to conferences and events, to the TV shows that have done a wide variety of ways of just really trying to celebrate science so that our society can get the best of the minds of young kids that are curious and just haven't found the real life examples yet.
Talking to Jay Flores, UW-Madison engineering graduate who promotes science, technology, engineering, and math education for kids. STEM, they call it for short. Okay, Jay, speaking of fun lessons, now you worked for years to get on American Ninja Warrior. You ultimately got to do it. And part of this was coming with some science lessons and math lessons, I think, for the kids. How did you turn those stunts into lessons?
Absolutely. One of the cool things and challenging things about the show is that nobody gets to touch the course before you compete. And as you mentioned, it took me 10 years of trying to apply to finally get the call for the show. And so when you're taking on a course, whether that's at a local gym or on the show, being able to analyze the obstacles and try to understand how they work as well as how your body works in those situations can provide you with a competitive advantage. So I actually started with using it as something to make me a better ninja without necessarily the time of training. And then I figured this might be a fun way to get more kids active while also promoting STEM. And it was a really good mix of learning by play. And students, I think, were very excited about being able to become a better ninja and have some good examples of why the things they learned in math or geometry or physics really matter in the real world.
I understand in one of the rounds in San Antonio, you had some students bring robots to the stage. What were the robots there for?
Yes, that was incredible. We brought robots on our B-roll day where we filmed kind of my backstory. I got to do some pull-ups with a robot from a team that competes in FIRST, which is a robotics competition for youth. And the next day we had them on stage when I came out, and we had an all-girls team from San Antonio along the sideline with the robot, kind of going along the sideline with my family and my wife, celebrating anytime I completed an obstacle. The girls had the robot do donuts and cool things. So they really did a great job of bringing it to life. And that's, I think, what is wonderful about the spirit of Ninja Warrior. It is you versus the course, but there's also so many great stories that are told. And I really wanted to amplify the students and the incredible the work that they're doing, and especially the young girls that are doing great things in STEM.
Let's bring in a caller. Susie is with us in New Berlin. Susie, hi.
Hi. I didn't realize I was going to get on right away. I am wondering why STEAM is not picking up STEAM, meaning the A in art or the arts, because the arts are, you need the science, technology, math, engineering in almost any art. Mm. I mean, they all apply. And I'm wondering why that's not picking up as much STEAM.
I gotcha, Susie. Thanks a lot. Yeah, so adding arts to STEM to make it STEAM. I've seen projects with that. Whether you bring it in directly, I think the creative element of science and math is something that people often overlook.
Absolutely. And so the way I like to look at it is engineering, the STEM fields, it's just problem solving. And you get to decide the types of problems you want to solve. So early on in my career, I worked with manufacturers and their automation challenges. And now I work with families and kids to get them engaged in science and solve that challenge that we have as a nation and as a world to innovate, to solve the problems that we're facing. So I think the key is for teachers and parents to lead with curiosity versus math and science skills. So celebrate and encourage that creativity and curiosity. And eventually, if they're excited and they keep going down that path, they'll learn the math and science skills they need in order to succeed, whether that be in an artistic way, in a traditional manufacturing way, whichever way that they want to solve problems.
Thanks a lot for that call, Susie. Jay, I don't want to leave people hanging. You, after years, got onto the American Ninja Warrior program. It's this, if people haven't seen it, it's this thing where you do these crazy stunts. As you said, you don't get to know what you're going to do before you do it. What was the experience like?
It was incredible. And if you're familiar with any type of TV shows, they look incredible on TV. And in the background, when you're making it, it's a little bit hectic and crazy. And so I was there at the start line and I had to wait. Actually, they decided to take a break. And it's almost like icing a kicker in football, if not worse. And so I was standing there and I just tried to soak it in and think about all the challenges and the things that took to get there, but also the incredible opportunity. And view those rejections as part of the journey of making it so much more special. And I was lucky to make it and advance to semifinals there in front of my friends and family and all the students. And probably sometime in July, if not early August, they'll air semifinals. And hopefully we'll be able to get some airtime there as well.
And Jay, just in our last few moments, can you leave us with lessons maybe for a parent or a teacher listening to help jazz up that STEM education, spark that interest in the kids they work with?
I think everyone is born an engineer. From the time we open our eyes, everything is an experiment. We're very curious naturally. And at some point, unfortunately, society or rejection or failure or a bad grade or a teacher that may have said something kind of puts us down a certain path that we don't think we can be math people. And we don't do the same thing when it comes to challenges with tying shoes, right? So why would we tell someone they're not a math person? We help them and guide them down that path. So anytime you have an opportunity to celebrate curiosity or creativity, allow the youth to ask the question why, even if you don't know the answer, just allow them to explore and experiment. And eventually, you know, later down the road, they'll still be open to exploring these fields, and they'll be much more prepared and ready to take on the harder math and science because they're curious and they're excited about it.
Jay, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Jay Flores is originally from Milwaukee, UW-Madison graduate, competing on this season of the NBC show American Ninja Warrior, and a global STEM ambassador who promotes math and science education through his company Invent the Change.